The Courtship Gift, Act 2, Scene 2. Toy, Cannibal Princess.
Magnanimous princess, to whom I now belong. The life of a toy is rich in occasions for gratitude, which she deeply feels each time that her mistress, by a glance or gesture, or even a word, or the infliction of pain, gives her to understand that she is owned, that she is her mistress's property to be used or disposed of, as it pleases the mistress, and that this toy is thus an object of value, and by her efforts and suffering, makes a contribution however small to her mistress's happiness. Being your property now, noble cannibal princess, it is your happiness which I long to increase by giving my life, and by relaying to you my former mistress's message, of which I'm convinced that if you heed it, it will change your life in an unforeseen way that will lead you to happiness you had never envisioned nor expected to reach. But first, let me thank you for your generous kindness which you have shown me. After we had entered your hut, you showed me the favor of letting me please you with my lips, teeth, and tongue. But then, after your first orgasm, as I do not need them, having been well trained in submission and obedience, you removed the bonds from my wrists, freeing my hands, which I would never use other than for giving you pleasure or to carry out your commands, and you let me use my skills with my hands and fingers, adding to those of my mouth, to renew my efforts and bring you once more to the height of sexual pleasure, which, as I can tell by the looks that you gave me, were increased by your thoughts of the torture I will suffer, and of which parts of my body you will deem worthy to satiate your hunger and delight your palate. By the strength of your orgasms you enjoyed these thoughts, and my ministrations, showing that there is some worth in my body and skills, both now in your possession, which increases my confidence that you will consider favorably the words of the woman who has sent you this present, and the offer she makes. The noble lady who sent me, my former mistress, is a most remarkable woman, outstanding in virtues, beauty, and wealth, one of the most renowned persons in our queendom. She is a close acquaintance of the queen herself. For a short moment, you have looked into her eyes, as she gazed out her window, when you were led past her house, which you surely remember, as it is the largest of the whole street, second in splendor only to the queen's palace itself. You have certainly pondered, looking at this stately mansion, how rewarding it must be to live under its roof, enjoying its safety and comforts, and to be close to its mistress, so dear to everyone's heart, who has ever had the good fortune of being admitted to her presence. And while you harbored these thoughts, as you must have certainly done, without any hope of ever having such dreams fulfilled, she, looking down from her windows, admiring your beauty and poise, saw you looking up, and when meeting your eyes, desire overcame her, and genuine love. From this moment on, she knew she had to win you, and that you deserved better than to live as a savage on an uncivilized island, among a primitive tribe without any comfort, or the accomplishments of our culture, and with feeble protection from the bloodthirsty enemies, the vagaries of nature, or the wrath of the goddess, when you fail to appease her, due to the limits of your dire conditions. Much better than this is the life that she offers to you, whom she loves, and whom she deems worthy of being taken into her house. And so she has sent me, to make you this offer, to serve as her messenger, and her courtship gift. As her personal slave girl, her cherished love slave, her most prized possession, you will live in comfort, and often she will call you to eat from her table and to sleep in her bed, close to her warm body, with her large and firm breasts. Free from all care and worries is the life of a slave girl, and that of a love slave is the most rewarding of all. To know that her life is in the hands of her mistress, who relieves her property from all needs and obligations except to give pleasure, endure pain, uncomplaining, and obey her commands. With the love that a slave girl naturally feels for her mistress, as you will soon come to see, to serve her is not duty, but the highest reward. Gladly I die, for her who has been my mistress, and also for you, the fortunate one, upon whom fell her love, happy to know that my death will bring together the two of you in mutual joy.
Your tongue has valiantly endeavored to please my clitoris, as well as my ears. its success with the first task having won it my permission to proceed with the other. I have listened to all you have to relay, and have no further need for you now, until the feast, at which you will receive my reply. The feast will be held at the next half moon, 6 days from today, and you will spend the time until then together with two of our captives, a man and a girl, in a bamboo cage, which serves as a larder in which we keep our meat alive and fresh, and where the three of you will be available to whoever wants to take their pleasure with you, until it is time to start preparations for your meat to be eaten. Put your hands behind your back for me to retie them. It is done. Leave the hut now and leave me to my thoughts. I am alone now. Night has fallen. I lie on my back, on my soft bed of leaves, looking up at the roof, and seeing the holes that the last storm has rent, which I should mend before the next rain. And through these holes I see the stars, and I see the moon, bright in the sky, one day after its fullness. My thoughts drift to the island of the slavers, to which I have been for one long day, to the large town of stone with the queen's palace and its many stone houses, and to the woman who lives in one of the richest, who sends me a gift and who says that she loves me and wants me to come to her as her slave. I try to imagine her life there, in comfort, and how she longs for a girl of whom she has caught but a glimpse. How empty she must feel. And my thoughts, they drift on, to the two things that matter. A life that is free, and an honorable death.